January 25th, 2023. Podcast 401, episode 401. Let's go. Of course, I have a few things to share with you guys. An evening of reflection. Shall we? Tyree Nichols' traffic stop in Memphis is reminiscent of Rodney King beating. Lawyer says after seeing the video, five black police officers, were fired after an investigation found they violated multiple department policies during the stop, including rules about the use of force. The Rodney King beating was one of the first, if not the first, video that actually forced the whole country to see with their own two eyes that police brutality in black neighborhoods and neighborhoods where there are people of color is very real, which lit the fire under the LAPD for police reform to hire more black officers. 32 years later, we revisit that same atrocity where there's black officers who beat this man so bad he ended up dying as a result of his injuries. Tyree Nichols was the victim of an unadulterated, unabashed, non-stop beating reminiscent to the brutality Rodney King suffered at the hands of the police officers. Attorneys representing the man's family said Monday, after having seen video of the police encounter that happened days before Nichols died. Nichols, 29, was hospitalized and died 3 days after Memphis, Tennessee police officers stopped him on January 7th. Five officers involved in the stop were fired Friday after an administrative investigation found they violated department policies, Police Chief C.J. Davis said in a statement. Being fired off the force should be automatic. I want to hear about some criminal charges. Snatching pensions and handing out prison time. Too often in these cases of wrongful death and police brutality at the hands of law enforcement, they try to throw in a few badges to pass it off as being satisfactory. Attorneys Benjamin Crump and Antonio Romanucci, who are representing Nichols' family, said they could not offer many details of the video after having viewed it with city officials. At a news conference Monday, Romanucci described it as an unadulterated, unabashed, nonstop beating for 3 minutes. There were multiple uses of force. This is 3 minutes by five cops. Multiple uses of force, Romanucci said. That's what we can say. Crump told reporters that it reminded him of the Rodney King video, referring to the 1991 bystander video of Los Angeles police officers beating a black man. There's absolutely no reason one person should be sustaining life-threatening injuries at the hands of five trained police officers if their intention, keyword, if their intention is to subdue and detain him. Now, if these guys just wanted to beat him for whatever reason, you can pick it out of a hat. That puzzle piece fits. What we can tell you about the video, it is appalling. It is deplorable. It is heinous, violent, Crump said, and it's very troublesome on every level because you have to ask yourself, yet again, we're seeing evidence of what happens to black and brown people from simple traffic stops. Ravon Wells, Nichols' mother, was visibly and audibly upset at a news conference after having viewed the video. And for the officers out there across the country who just want to be good cops and are truly trying to change the landscape of law enforcement, this doesn't help them one bit. Not at all. Because now with every traffic stop, somebody is going to be thinking that they don't want this to be their story. All my son was trying to do was get home. He was 2 minutes from the house when they stopped him, she said. He was less than 80 yards away when they murdered him. Yes, I said murder, because when I walked into that hospital room, my son was already dead. Shelby County District Attorney Steve Mulroy said he expected video in the case to be released to the public this week or next. Even without seeing this video, I can think back to how savagely and brutally they beat Rodney King. Almost looked like they were having a good time, but he survived. For Tyree Nichols, this had to be nothing short of horrific for them to beat him so badly he died as a result of his injuries. Police said in an initial statement after the January 7th stop that Nichols had been pulled over for reckless driving and ran away and that a confrontation occurred when officers tried to detain him. Nichols complained of having shortness of breath and was taken to the hospital in critical condition. A cause of death has not been released. A photo provided by his stepfather, Rodney Wells, showed Nichols in the hospital with blood on his face and what appeared to be a swollen eye. His mother said Monday that he was placed on a breathing machine. There were already discrepancies in their stories, because you might take him to the hospital for shortness of breath, okay, but why does he look like he's been beaten? Nichols' case is being investigated by the Tennessee Bureau of Investigations and the U.S. Justice Department, which announced it was launching a civil rights inquiry. I want to hear about some criminal charges. I want to hear about some prison time. Officials identified the officers Friday as Tadarius Bean, Demetrius Haley, Emmett Martin III, Desmond Mills Jr., and Justin Smith. Next up, this is actually the first story I've done from my hometown, and it's a doozy. New Jersey woman pushing 30 fakes way into high school for almost a week before officials noticed. Oh, New Brunswick High School, go Zebras. High school learning in 2023 has to be a complete dumpster fire. If you could doctor up a few transcripts to get in, why not bypass it all and just doctor up a whole diploma? A New Jersey woman pushing 30 years old, we don't age shame over here, allegedly faked her way into a New Brunswick high school before school officials realized she was years too late for the senior prom. Who wrote this? I know adulting can be depressing sometimes, but how bad could it possibly be that someone would want to bootleg a few more high school years? Haiz Yong Shin, 29, is accused of showing a forged birth certificate to school officials to attend classes with teenagers at New Brunswick High School. Why? According to authorities, New Brunswick Superintendent of Schools Aubrey Johnson informed the district school board at a Tuesday meeting the woman attended classes for 4 days. First off, who taught her how to forge a birth certificate? Second, why sell yourself short at New Brunswick High School? Why not take the scam all the way up to Rutgers? Got better food. While she attended some classes, most of her time was spent with guidance counselors trying to get more information on her. Johnson said during the meeting that was posted online by news outlet New Brunswick Today, authorities were immediately notified and the individual in question has now been arrested for providing false documentation. Johnson said as he urged students not to contact her. Contact her? I guess after you've had 12, 13 years to actually reflect on the high school experience, you could go back and be the social butterfly you always wanted to be. Play it back. Shin, who lives in New Brunswick, was charged Tuesday with a count of providing a false government document with the intent to verify one's identity or age. Authorities allege she showed the fake birth certificate with the intent to enroll as a juvenile high school student. It's still kind of creepy because it reminds me of the movie Orphan, where she appeared to be a young girl, but she was really a grown woman. A group of students reportedly attended the Tuesday board meeting to voice their concerns about the unnerving situation. Let's be honest with each other. Going to high school in 2023, there are some legitimate, unnerving, dangerous concerns. This one is far from number one. We feel so unsafe and nobody wants to listen to us. Student Ethan Calderon told New Brunswick Today, do they not care about us because we're minorities? Oh, he played the race card. Somebody's running for class president. I caught a story similar to this a while back where the girl was attending high school. They loved her in high school. She had a job at McDonald's. She had an 18-year-old boyfriend and came to find out that she was a whole grown woman. Some people just yearn to live in a simpler time, and sometimes that simpler time is in their past. A parent told News 12 New Jersey she was concerned because there's no clear reason while the adult wanted to go back to high school. Says someone who probably wasn't popular in high school. It happened last week, and that's concerning. As parents, we are the last ones to know what's going on, and we should be the first ones. Mother Yuritsa Arroyo said, according to the news station, our children are in school, and we send them there hoping and praying that they are safe, and they aren't. Fun show. Fun show. fun show. That being said, I'm going to wrap this one up, but I'll be sure to talk to you guys very, very soon. Adios. Go Zebras.